Big business. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the man in black with a little bit of blue, the one, the only, the man we call Derek.
Yo.
We are here for the AEW Dynamite Big Business review. This was certainly a special show, I think, for them.
Special.
Good attendance. And they had some Monet. For tonight. We're gonna get into all of that and then some. Make sure you guys stick around. We're gonna get into a little bit of this intro. We're gonna rock it out. Let's get it. Let's go. For the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Thank you, everybody who is joining us. If you're watching anywhere else but YouTube, please come over to the YouTube channel. Trying to get to 3K subs, so make sure you come on over, subscribe. Just type in Everything Pro Wrestling, hit the subscribe button. It'll mean a ton to myself, Derek, everybody watching, so feel free, hop on in. I guess let's get into it. If my voice gives out, my voice is still a little so if I start talking, you might hear a frog in it or something. I'm trying to get better.
The raspy rapper?
Yeah, raspy. Terrell 317, first one in the house, talking about Mercedes, posted on social media. She's in Boston.
What up, T?
He is coming out with a bunch of theories already. Very interesting, Terrell. Clown in the house, what's good, Clown? He says, evening, everyone. What's good?
What up?
Mike says, yo, New York's in the building, representing The Rock. I appreciate you, brother man. Thank you so much. I almost said a Young Guns line. BJ in the house saying, CEO. That was the theme for tonight. You heard a lot of that being chanted out in these streets. Thank you, BJ. BJ, I did listen to your message. We'll talk about that for sure. Matt Lopez, hello. Good evening. Hope everyone is doing well. Appreciate you, Matt. Matt Lopez, one of the nicest guys in the community, man. Always shows love and support. Appreciate this, sir. Thank you guys so much. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Deanna says, hey, gang.
Deanna.
What up? Got more CEO chants. Pro Wrestling Shoots in the house. Pro Wrestling Shoot, I don't know, man. Rumor has it they might be making their ways to Wednesdays. So make sure you guys show some love. I'm going to put their stuff in the chat here so you guys can check them out if you guys are interested in some pro wrestling video games. Matt Lopez says, so they are splitting up Eddie's three titles since they said it was only for the Continental and not the other two? Perhaps. I didn't take it that way, but now that you mention it,
yeah,
you could be right.
Something to think about.
Just the theory, is Mercedes sending a message to Rock head of the table? Nah, you better stop that now. Don't do that. Her entrance fell flat for me. I'm happy she is happy now, but given her history, she's going to get hurt soon or find something to cry about. What did she cry about? You mean how she left the two people who were dirtbags in the other company in the dust? I would have left them too.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I think she's always been treated less than when she deserved more than. That's just my opinion, at least. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. I'm going to play devil's advocate on that. Rockstar, what's good? CEO chance for Rockstar. Ace in the house, what's good, Ace? He said, what up, my brothers in chat? Appreciate you, Ace. Appreciate all the mods in the chat.
Yes, sir.
Let's see here. Should the CEO go on an undefeated streak? Most people usually do when they debut. I don't know what that's going to mean. Shiny new toy syndrome in a couple months. She will be given 5 minutes. I mean, isn't that how wrestling fans are too? Isn't that why they book that way? Because wrestling fans are shiny new toy syndrome. There's no one else to get. There's no, who else are you going to get? Unless CM Punk magically comes back. Unless Roman Reigns decides to come on over. I'm trying to think. The Rock. These people aren't coming over there. So Tony's got who he's got. They've got who they've got. Now, the key is, can you keep people like Ricky Starks? Can you keep people like, I'm trying to think of who else they've invested a lot in, Darby. Those are the people that you're going to have to try to retain. Now it's all about who do you want and who are you getting rid of.
Right.
someone said Dookies. Nah. Tarhelia. BJ, you can't steal the championship if you've been in the chat, sir. You this does not count as a title reign. I'm revoking this. You're the current defending champion. Sean Hubbard, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly.
My guy, Hubs.
What's good, Sean? He said, tonight reminded me of why I fell in love with All Elite Wrestling. And it just wasn't because of Monet's debut. That Willow Rio match was amazing. Only thing I didn't like was too much Wardlow. I heard people complain they didn't give Wardlow enough. Take it easy. Come on now. Give the guy a chance. Give the guy a chance. I was called the clown. Mercedes was not going to AEW. Spent 2 years. I said she was All Elite when she first left WWE. Hey, Rockstar, you could laugh in their face tonight. John L., what's good?
What's up?
Welcome, welcome. CEO Chance. BJ Thomas, I'm eight time. Taking one back, bro. We haven't taken it yet. T using that bat this week. My guy Derek, brother Conrad, split of three titles held by Eddie seems to be the plan as of, yeah, maybe y'all are jumping ahead. What's good, Rob? Appreciate you. McKinney, yo, I'm here to drop off a like and wish the dynamic duo of Wednesday night's EPW and the Fire Chat a great show. I'll catch y'all on audio. Monet Talks. Let's go. Feel free, man. Throw some comments, man. If you guys haven't, leave us a 5-star review on the audio platforms, right, too.
John G.
John G.
What up?
Sound like an R&B singer.
It does.
I'm in town, girl, for just one night. Let me lay your body down.
Platinum.
John B.
Yo. Yo, John, if you don't sing, bro, go get some lessons. We got you set right now. Platinum.
John, now, who's we? That's Derek's investment now.
Hey.
We got Sean's stuff in here. Told you I'm playing here. I'm player hating. Message to Darby, please stop. We want you to survive. This guy really loves this business. Hey. Darby's going to do Darby, man. Man, I thought you took it back fine 7 times again. That's right. You're going to earn all of these. You're the champ right now. Defend it. Eric Douglas, hey, how are y'all? What's up, Eric? Appreciate you. Matt Lopez says, everyone enjoying 2K24. Just be showcase and finally got the blood to stain the mat. I've been playing it not as quickly as most. Showcase mode is not my favorite right now, but I'm interested in getting into some of the other modes. I need to start my rise ASAP. Forbidden Door in New York, maybe MJF returns soon. We could see that. John G says, I do sing, Conrad and Derek.
Platinum.
Get it. Let's get it. Let's go into this, man. Let's talk about it. It was tonight's show. Big business was the theme. So big business was happening tonight. Tony kind of teased it. You guys can see to the left there, Boston. I don't know. I think that's Orange Cassidy on the bottom, but yeah, he wasn't on the show. He wasn't on the show. So the big mystery was, is Mercedes Moné going to debut?
I like this on
Dynamite. Yeah, this is from a different time. I think that was the one she wore at WrestleMania.
Ah, okay.
But, yeah, someone put together this graphic. Shout out to whomever you are. I think I found it on, like, Google or something. So whoever made this, shout out to you. But we find out it's official. She comes out. She makes her debut. Mercedes Moné is All Elite. She had a new song, though. She didn't have the crisscross make you want to jump anymore.
Right.
Her theme gave me Walter vibes. But I don't want to say it's trash because I couldn't hear it enough to say anything about it.
Yeah, it was a little muffled. But it was a good muffle because it was a lot of people welcoming her to the company, welcoming her back, and our CEO. So that took over. It sounded decent to me from what I could hear, but I'm gonna need to listen to it without everybody.
AEW. So this is one thing that I don't like that AEW does. I think Cody said a long time ago is to capture the fans more than the music, but I want to hear the theme. I want the theme to get me hyped. And sometimes it's hard to do that. And if you're getting mixed reactions, you're not going to get that desire. It's weird. People can get fickle on somebody real quick. So the theme song, like I said, jury's still out on that for me. But her debut felt big. They had a Mercedes car pull up. That was the first tease. I feel like they tried to do the Punk thing here, but we all kind of, we all knew. Yeah. I mean, we knew with Punk too, though. Like, we knew. We assumed, but it was one of those, you won't believe it until you see it, because he was gone for way longer than most.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about this. This ranks up there, I think, pretty high as a debut, but.
I definitely do think that the debut was high. I think the welcoming was even higher because, yes, we all, if you were privy to it, we all knew that she was coming just by the graphic alone. But now that she's there, I don't think it was so much the debut. It was more so of just like, hey, welcome back. Happy to have you here. Let's go. I think that part of it was the standout part.
Deanna said a welcome back doesn't mean people like the intro music. It doesn't matter, though. It's the star's aura, too. That plays a part in it. Like, she's still getting the cheers. She's still getting what she needs to get out of this. I don't see anything wrong with that. That's
not. No, I don't either. Like I said, like the cheering part of it is what captivated me, because it's only so many people that can.
There's no more surprises, bro. Like, I keep telling everybody this, like, it's over until there's an arms race to pick up someone, and that's going to happen soon. But when you're like, well, when's that going to happen? I don't know. I couldn't tell you when that's going to happen.
If it ever happens, that's also the next thing. If it ever happens, because if it does get to that point, which it most likely is coming to that point where the arms race is going to start, how long do you think it's really going to last? Because the arms race might last all of 2 seconds and somebody's signed to the same company or a different company.
And then what? You know what I mean? If this isn't good enough for people, I don't know what will be then. Like, then you're just, this isn't for you. I don't know what else to tell people. Hubs says, OMG, Mercedes is awesome, but that music felt real WWE, aka horrible. It gave you Walter vibes because it was Walter's music from NXT. I don't think it's going to sound like that when I listen to it, though. I think the beat will sound like Walter's music, but I didn't feel that was what the vibes were coming from this. I'll tell you this, AEW's quick to change some music, too, though, if people don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So that can always be changed. Because they have someone in-house who's going to change the music. Some people's music's been horrible for a minute, and other companies, they just stick with it. And I'm just like, I don't get it. Wouldn't it be me? Hub says, I think Mercedes Moné signing ranks in the top five in AEW history. Think about it. Moné is arguably the biggest female name in the industry. I agree. Mm-hmm. I have no issue with that. That's why I think the women's division's been getting much more love than it has in the past. I thought it was Imperium at first because of the intro music. See, now that Derek is here, Derek, what are your thoughts on Saquon signing with the rival Eagles? We don't care about them Giants and them bad decisions they making over there. Your boy Bill get signed anywhere yet? Anyone say yeah?
He coaches Nebraska.
He went to college.
Yeah, he's coaching Nebraska.
You what's theirs? What are they? Huskers?
Yeah, Huskers.
You a fan now?
Nah, Michigan running all over them boys. Love you, Bill, but nah, I'm Michigan all day, bro. Saquon to the Eagles, I give that like a C minus to D plus there. I don't really think that was
a better move for him.
It was a better move for him, but for
y'all paid Daniel Jones all that money, but couldn't give him anything. Come on, bro. Daniel Jones ain't even be there after this, bro. Come on, man. Y'all better stop playing. Let's get back to wrestling real quick. So Mercedes, big debut. I'm happy for her. Out of the four horsemen, I'll admit I'm biased. Mercedes is my favorite. Like, if you ask me, like, who do you think is the best who could do it all? I'm taking Mercedes Moné. She always had the best matches. I felt like she kind of got doo-dooed on in WWE when she got to the main roster. Yeah. She deserved a lot more. She deserved a lot better, and now she's here.
Only female wrestler I've seen in the past, decade, where she would get a title, lose it, get it back, lose it, get it back.
It felt like it was a running joke at that point to just have her have it for 2 weeks, then have her put someone over.
Like it would be like she didn't defend it for a little bit, and then when she would lose it.
I felt like they missed her perfect there. Like, she was so good at selling and doing stuff for other people that they were like, oh, you could put people over. She was, her and Bianca main evented a WrestleMania Night 1 that was like a classic to me. Like, it was a great match.
It was.
Jocelyn's in the house saying, CEO, CEO. Had to get my mother from the airport, had enough time to see her, and I loved it. good. Happy. Hey, yo, look at this guy. He said if Saquon wanted to leave, he should have teamed up with Lamar on the Ravens. Ravens signed a steal with Derrick Henry. Y'all were looking for whoever you could get anyway. Y'all better win then. No excuse now.
Yo, I definitely feel like that was an unfair thing.
That's what they wanted to do.
So they had the one, what was it? Who was the running back for them? Began with an A, didn't it?
We know about
for the Ravens.
I can't remember Aguilar. Who they had before.
Aguilar. So you got Aguilar, Lamar, now Derrick Henry. Then what's his name? The tight end comes back.
Yeah,
you got the Odell.
They should have squad.
Come on, bro.
They should have squad.
Ah, terrible.
So Mercedes makes her debut. There's more to this show than just Mercedes tonight, though. Samoa Joe cuts a backstage promo saying he is going to be in the opening match against Wardlow, War Daddy, for the ladies in the chat. And Joe wants to remind people, and I'm doing this on purpose, Joe wants to remind people, it's the Samoa Joe hand symbol for those listening on audio, that in Boston or in Massachusetts, you don't mess with Joe. Now, Joe won the NXT championship in Lowell, Massachusetts, I think twice. So for some reason, he has luck in Boston. And he was like, yep, someone's getting choked out tonight. And Joe has been a maestro with talking mess on the mic lately. Yes. He's been great. Adam Cole reads a story about the prophecy of a warrior named Wardlow that he's going to fulfill for the Undisputed Kingdom by becoming the world champion. Well, that didn't happen. So Wardlow hit Joe with all the best that he had. The knee where he just drops you onto the knee and kind of gives you like a GTS off the second rope wasn't enough to put Joe away. Joe ends up locking this dude in the coquina clutch after getting powerbombed. Wardlow tries to get to the ropes. He's right there, but he can't get it because he's fading. He goes down. The ref didn't even check his hands. His eyes were rolling in the back of his head before he could even grab him. He was like, that's it. That is it. He calls for the match. An L happens. Swerve Strickland and Prince Nana come out. So at first we were like, man, why are these security dudes scared of Swerve?
Right.
We didn't see the chain. Swerve's got a chain on his hand just bopping people like, boop, boop, back up off me.
Right.
Then they get to the ring. Joe runs out. He goes up the ramp, kicks a security dude who was already down. Dirtbag Joe, but I love him.
Most nonchalant kick I've ever seen in my life.
Move. And Swerve and Joe seem to be on a collision path.
I think that, when Hangman finally gets out of the way,
He is out of the way,
no,
bro.
No, I mean, finally.
No, no. I mean, he's not. I don't think he's getting involved in this. Okay. He's gone for whatever reason.
I was going to say something.
But... No, keep it peaceful.
No, it was going to be peaceful. I think once they start actually putting together their promos.
Gus Edwards raps it. Thank you, Rap.
Okay, yeah, Gus Edwards. When they start putting their promos together, that's going to be fire. That is going to be the
I think they're going to pull the trigger at this pay-per-view.
You have to.
I think it's time. Just do it. Get it over with. It's time.
Be done.
Let me see here. Y'all talking about trades. We got rid of Mason Rudolph to replace it with Russell Wilson. Sounds like a good switch on paper, but sheesh. I still hope we get a QB in the draft.
I don't know. See, sometimes different play. I always equate this to the Yankees. Most people who go to the Yankees do not fit, i.e. Stanton. He does not fit. It is not his home. Josh Donaldson, it was not his home.
He does not also play up to the money he got, too.
That's what I'm saying. So when people make these trades, I definitely feel like it may not be the correct environment for them. So the jury's still out. We'll see what happens, but this might be a better fit for him.
Respect. Shout out to Cray in the chat. Cray said, on my way to work to earn this. Monet. Just want to salute EPW Nation. Appreciate you, Craig. Craig, you better be in the comment section with the comments. All right, brother. Appreciate everybody who is watching right now. Like I said, man, hit that like button, man. If you're watching on Twitter, come over to YouTube. Everything Pro Wrestling, you can type in at EPW Show.
Yes.
Come on over.
Come.
Come to
Butthead.
Come to Butthead. Come on over. Hit the like button, subscribe. Help a brother out, man. Like I said, we're trying to get the 3K up here. One person at a time.
Yes.
All right?
One.
Derek is right. Randy Johnson was not a great fit for the Yankees.
Gee.
Rudolph is now a Titan. No security guards can stop Swerve. That's a fact. Yeah, that's where we're at with this, man. Alex Marvez, bro. Should I rant about this? Real quick.
Yeah.
Yo, Alex Marvez is a booger, bro. Like, I don't know what else to say. Not even like that. Just he comes off so like, shut up.
Right.
It reminds me of who did they used to disrespect the WWE in the interviews? Like Coach.
Coach.
Michael Cole. Michael Cole. T-shirt over your head. Like when you come off as a nerd, like that's Marvez. Like you just see him and I'm like, dude.
That's funny.
What are you doing, bro?
Right.
And it's the cadence that he has too. Yes. Like, hello everyone, I'm Alex Marvez, and I'm here to blah blah blah. Okada was great in this segment. Yes. Sing happy birthday to Matt. And when he did it, I was like, yo, Okada is gonna be a good heel.
Yes,
I can't believe this worked, man. Like, you know, Okada's English is fine.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those who are worried about that, you don't have to be anymore. It's perfect.
Yeah, I saw people worried. I was like, I don't know. I haven't heard him speak too much English, but I know he knows it. So let's get it.
You know, people are probably worried about the accent.
The only thing that would have made this better if he would have Rainmaker Marvez. That's it.
It's aggressive, bro.
Too far?
Nah.
Man, we ain't thinking about him. People are writing happy birthday to Matthew Jackson. Nah, I ain't going that far yet, y'all. But... this was good. They know what they're doing with this, man.
Yes.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
They do.
I see people talk about the Jaguars getting some picks in the chat. We'll see about that.
Oh, real quick. Sorry for Jacksonville. We sent somebody your way, and I definitely hope Trevor Lawrence stays healthy all year next year.
Yeah, chill, bro.
I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah, chill, bro.
I'm just saying.
Derek, one of your favorite matches came up next. Trios match.
Never.
Eddie Kingston, Penta L0, and Pac made his return. Come on, you can't be mad. Pac's back,
bro. Okay, I'll give you that.
Versus the new elite. Now, looking at this matchup looks great. But it was just enough of a teaser. But here's my one issue, and I'm going to remind you guys of this. I don't want to see Pac, Penta, Kenny, or the Bucks in the same ring again for a while.
Yes.
Pac comes back, and he's doing the exact same crap where he left.
Listen.
Stop booking this match over and over again. It's great. It's fun. But can we take a break from seeing it?
Like, you have to. You have to take a break. You can't keep doing it. Like that's how we got burnt out when they had the best of seven, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
They overexhausted that match.
Yeah, we can't keep doing it.
But I'm going to give them the pass for this because that's not the focus of this story.
True. Very true.
Oh, by the way, AEW, back at it with the video packages again.
Yes.
For all those, I need a story. I need a video. I like this. Tell me if you guys are enjoying the new format of Dynamite. I would be interested to hear it. I like it. I think it works a lot. Going back to this, the story of this match is it was a solid trios match. Nick Jackson, this little piece of garbage, low blows Eddie Kingston. Okada comes in, hits the Rainmaker on Eddie Kingston. Is that a believable finisher for you? The ripcord lariat, like he grabs the guy's arm, turns him around, and hits a clothesline. Some people are like, that's not believable. But I'm like, dude, this is Okada's move. Like, he's always done this. I believe it.
I can go back and forth with that. I think if there was a little bit more emphasis on it.
Go back and watch the dude who we first hit with it on Collision. He turned him inside out. But Eddie Kingston's not going to do all that.
Yeah. Eddie Kingston can't do that. So,
well, he probably could, but he ain't. That's what I'm saying. He ain't doing it.
I think if you had that emphasis on it where you turn him inside out. I mean, you have to buy it because we all bought Bradshaw's clothesline from hell.
Oh, that was different.
I mean,
that head was coming off them shoulders.
I mean, well, yeah, that's true.
Y'all remember APA and No Mercy? Bennett. You knew hard times was coming, baby. Bro, hard times.
Who caught the meanest one, bro?
Probably Road Dogg when he made him mad.
Yeah.
Road Dogg caught some pretty bad ones. Yeah. There's a lot of people, though, who he just... Maybe Public Enemy.
I'll tell you, Jeff caught the meanest spine buster.
By Farouk?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Farouk planted him. Those were the days. Rainmaker is better than Butterfly Cowboy's Buckshot. Ooh.
I'll give you that, yes.
Okada killed it. She won 8 Raw and SmackDown titles, successfully defended it one time. Come on, Eric. Come on. Y'all bringing up Kevin Kelly. Oh, as Cordy announcers, yes. Todd Pettengill. Yeah, he came off as a nerd, too.
Who's Todd Pettengill?
He was from, like, the New Generation era. You might have stopped watching wrestling by that time. Yeah. He reminded me of, like, Stick Stickley from Nickelodeon and stuff. Like, I don't know. Dude, super goobery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Super cheesy, I should say.
Nope.
But it worked for that era, though. Like, they're doing plumber gimmicks and stuff. He tried to sell it.
Okay.
Okada has hits and misses with it, but it's believable. Terrell says you see the one hit he hit on Collision. If he hits it like that every time, it'll work. Yeah, that dude sold it. Acolytes Protection Agency because they needed beer. Okada's going to be a great Continental champion. So yes, after the match, he did hold up the Continental title, and this is what I did not notice this. So is it only for that one championship? But that's going to be weird to get, like, beat for that title then Eddie still has the other ones. Like, well, I'm still here. What the hell does that mean?
Maybe there's a...
So do you split up all those titles and give them back?
No.
The New Japan one doesn't matter. I mean, anyone can hold that
right.
For strong.
I think there's significance to him holding the one.
Yeah, I mean, he's the first Continental, but there's a lot of singles titles now. So you have the AEW World title, TNT, Continental, International. What does all this mean? I don't know. Maybe. If they can keep the titles balanced, we'll see what they can do.
Maybe the Rainmaker might be on his road to collection.
Could be. He is the new Kenny. Maybe feels good that I've had 7 times now. You cut it out, BJ. Mercedes is all elite. No, Lara says it is true. Here, I'll put it back up for you. It is true. It is boss time or CEO time.
Please.
So, yeah,
I hate it.
Deanna said they're splitting them titles. So Deanna's under the belief as well. Belt's going to be gone. Moving on, we get a Christian Cage promo highlighting his feud with Adam Copeland. I better not read or hear crap about video packages and complaints. What's the story? Smack, that's the story. Get smacked like the DVD. I don't understand it, bro.
You know it's coming, dude.
Smack!
You know it's coming. It's inevitable. There'll be so many people, I don't understand. What are they talking about? What are they doing?
They set up and hype up their I Quit match. I'm looking forward to this next week.
This is going to be a great match.
It is. They're going to be in Ottawa. Toronto. Ottawa's for Collision.
Yeah. We should go to that, though.
What? Toronto?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Derek, you can't be trusted anymore.
Nah, I'll make that one.
Nah, you messed up, bro. You messed up. If you guys don't know the story, Derek missed Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega.
I did.
I'll never forgive him for that. We were sitting there. We were like, how, bro? How? Christian versus Adam in Toronto. We all know the story. I bet you people will still say it.
Yeah.
Matt Lopez says, if they are splitting the titles, that means ROH World Championship will actually get defended on ROH. Should be. I feel like Jamie might be close. I hope Jamie Hayter's on her way back. Who is this Adam Copeland guy? How does he know Christian Cage? Why is it so violent between these two? I roll. Facts. Tony Schiavone gets into the ring.
Tony.
He's interviewing your boy, Will Ospreay.
Come on, bro.
Will Ospreay has set himself up, Derek. We got the first pay-per-view match for Dynasty. Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson.
After this, I need Will to take a backseat for a little bit.
Nah, bro.
He has to.
Nah, bro.
He has to, bro.
Nah, bro. This is jizz-tastic, bro.
Nah, bro.
This is 121 jizzawatts.
Nah, bro. After
Danielson and Ospreay, bro, I just did who's been on all the best matches this year. These two MFers names keep popping up, bro.
Yes.
They're in all of the best matches.
But if Will keeps going, bro, it's going to be too much.
Bruv, listen to me. Listen to me on this. Here's what I'm saying. I don't think he should be wrestling on Dynamites, but he needs to be at Double or Nothing. He needs to be at Forbidden Door. And I really, really believe, Derek, he is going to face whoever the world champion is at All In. I think it's going to be Swerve Strickland and him at All In. And that match is going to be cool.
Bro.
I actually want to say something. I want to say a really bad word, but that match is going to be nutter butter.
When would All In be?
August. Right? Like the week before Labor Day, I think. End of August.
Okay.
I think I just deleted the thing for this. This is crazy. The one time we mentioned All In and we actually wanted it, I deleted it because I remember I kept making fun of him every week.
Oh yeah. So All In
stupid ass announcement.
Right. End of August. Okay. Yeah, bro.
Bruv.
If this comes to fruition, which I believe in your theory that it will, bruv. That is going to be the best match.
I think you put him on all the pay-per-views, bro.
You have to.
And then have him wrestle on Dynamite once or twice in between, but not all the time.
Yes.
But they let him interview tonight. I thought that was fine.
That's different.
And by the way, can we also, I have a request. Can we have the announcers not talk when they do the Ospreay thing?
Please.
It would be better.
I didn't even notice that. He brought that up, and I was like, yeah, yo, shut up.
Yeah, when they go over, he's like, Ospreay, and the fans are yelling it. Yo, announcers, pan out for a second, bro. Let this dude have his moment. Like, let him, this is part of the aura of Will Ospreay. Maybe you guys are going to say, like, Conrad, nitpicking, you're being mean. But seriously, right. Just little things I point out. I thought Dynamite was great tonight again.
It was.
But it's just the little things for me right now. I'm just trying to get it to work.
So prime example. You know how, like, Bray Wyatt would come out? They didn't talk much when he came out. They, like, picked certain spots to say something.
That's the way we like Michael Cole. I can call a lot of mess. He's been better lately without people yelling at him.
He still sucks.
he still is another booger.
Yes.
But
terrible.
Matt Lopez, Ospreay Danielson is going to be violent or fantastic violent.
Bro.
Yeah. BJ said, this is the Will Ospreay showing out 2024 tour. Deanna thinks Ospreay's winning the title at All In. Could do that. He's going to be, I think he's going to become your world champion. He's just going to banger after banger after banger after banger.
If you do it, I would not be mad.
That might be the best way for Kenny to get back into it and get the belt too.
Yeah.
Could do it. They need to cancel All Out and make All In September, but it's in August. They need to split those shows up better is what they need to do.
That they do.
Don't be afraid to juggle some of the stuff around. It's going to be fine.
Sometimes you're going to have to. You're going to have to.
BJ said, whoa, we're so elevated. Tell you, I love that song, man. It's a great song when you're working out. Random, but that Trinity post on IG, they're going to know. I didn't see it. I haven't seen her IG post, but I know she was in attendance tonight at the Dynamite show. But they didn't show her because TK's not like that. Rampage, Derek. We got some bracketology coming up for the tag team titles. Derek, if I told you, you're Tony Khan right now.
Okay.
Who do you want to put the tag titles on in this tournament? What team are you like, all right, we got to redo this tag division? I feel like the tag division needs a reset, and this is the reset.
Right.
And how many teams you put in this tournament? How big do you want? Like, honestly, bro, people will hate me for this. I kind of want, like, this big old, like, 64-team tournament.
No, absolutely.
I don't think they're going to do that because we got to get to the pay-per-view. If they're going to crown champs by April, we got a month. So maybe at least 16, I feel it's got to be.
I mean, you could do it.
We don't have 64 teams. I'm capping a little bit, but you know what I mean. You could. I just want a large tournament, maybe like 8 on each side, and then the final two will face off.
But, so a little biased.
Here we go.
A little biased.
Young Bucks.
Absolutely not. Butcher and the Blade. I think they deserve it.
But weird thing is, I did not see the Blade team with the Butcher last time. It was Butcher and Kip Sabian. I hope that's not the team. I don't know.
It better not be the team. Why is Kip even still here?
Well, Chuck Taylor's out, and Orange Cassidy and Trent have been the team, which they're a fine and dandy team.
They are.
That's not the tag team we're looking for here.
Wait a minute, though. When are they starting this?
I believe on Collision, somebody said.
Collision? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How many tag teams do we have?
I don't know. I'm gonna pull up. Should I pull up the roster real quick? Go ahead. Let's just think off top. FTR, Young Bucks, Dark Order, Best Friends.
Do you even count the Dark Order though?
I don't know.
We haven't seen them in like forever.
Well, they're about to be on Rampage, I think.
Okay.
Shit. Who else? Acclaimed, The Guns. This is where that trio's messing it up.
Yeah. Butcher and the Blade.
Butcher and the Blade.
Yeah, but you got Kip there, too.
Yeah, Gates of Agony.
Gates of Agony.
I mean, there's a lot of people. There's a House of Black. BJ just said the Workhorseman can't be in because Anthony Henry broke his jaw.
Well, I mean, the House of Black, too, that's still technically trios.
That's true.
You can't say Death Triangle because
Phoenix is still injured, I think, but maybe Penta and Pac. That's what I'm saying. How many people are you gonna have team up? That's not
okay. So, who we need to figure out who the official tag teams are.
By the way, have they updated the what is that thing called that they were doing, the rankings? Where is that?
Here and there.
Nah, bro. I ain't seen no damn rankings in this company in a minute.
Well,
nah, they know well.
Well, they did say the Young Bucks were 1-0 as a trio.
All it is on the 25th of August.
25th of August, okay.
Nah, bro. There's no... Yo. Is there rankings, everybody? Has anybody... BCC?
All right, hold on. I got to figure this out because this is going to bother me.
Come on. Matt Lopez says they need to put pay-per-views on Max, bundle deal on Triller. Chad, what's good, man? Welcome, welcome. House of Black, Prince Rockstar said, I need a story. BCC. Yeah, you could do Moxley and Claudio, or Claudio and Yuta, I feel.
But they
FTR. Changed, did we mention FTR already? Yeah. Maybe we did. Hardy Boys. No. Oh, no, Jeff's injured. Broke his nose. He can't. Sammy Guevara. All right.
Let's see.
BJ said it updates monthly. Is that the new rule, or is that just you? That's your guess. What rankings, bruv? I haven't seen a damn ranking since before Revolution. Me either. Crazy at Men of the Year. They're not even a team. Matt Lopez says Phoenix is coming back. He's wrestling on House of Glory's wrestling show May 5th. Nice. So Phoenix is on his way back.
Okay. All right. So
Aussie Open, someone's injured. Best Friends. Oh, Derek's got all the teams here, bro.
But a lot of these have trios, though.
Or injuries. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of issues. But, oh, we got LFI. I forgot about them.
Private Party.
Private Party. Private Party. Oh, we forgot Top Flight.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you could say Top Flight.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of people. You could maybe make a team.
Undisputed Kingdom.
Undisputed Kingdom.
Okay.
Even though they're the ROH tag champs.
Right.
Oh, BJ said they said it on one of the shows. See, I missed that. Maybe they should. I don't know. Maybe they should write that. So now that it's going to be monthly. That's weird. I guess. Maybe. Sheamus and Claudio. Sheamus ain't even here.
I wouldn't be mad at that, though.
Listen, I'm looking forward to this. Best Friends versus Dark Order for Rampage, Undisputed Kingdom, Top Flight, with Action Andretti and more. So get ready for that. Deonna Purrazzo is ready to fight Toni Storm, and Mariah May challenges them to a tag match next week. Who would be your partner? Can we get Britt Baker back?
Oh, yeah. Where's she been?
I think she was, her back was hurt again.
Again?
Maybe. But this would be a good time for Britt Baker to come back. We haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been a year almost. Not that far, because she was at All In, right? Hold we haven't on, seen bro. Britt Baker in a while, though.
Hold on, it might be a year, bro.
Let me see here. They could be called The Pub. Listen, shame it. Claudio's a great tag wrestler with anybody. BJ said could give them an out to tell feud stories, then start up the month with ranked challengers show up. Yeah, touche. Touche. Tama Tonga. It's coming to WWE this week. Oh, we'll see. I'm interested in that. I hopped on Twitter and just saw Mercedes Crybaby tweet. It's about it's an embarrassment that she was. Man, get out of here. Leave Mercedes alone, man. BJ said, nah, Britt said she was seeing the fans and they were tired of seeing her, so she took a step back to give it a refresh.
Oh, it's close, bro. She hasn't wrestled since September.
September? That's a long time, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're about 6 months now.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her. So maybe she'll come back. But BJ said she wanted to step back a little to refresh. Derek, let's get into this next matchup, shall we? Darby Allin, Jay White.
This is actually a really good match.
This was probably match of the night, arguably. I would say it's either this match or the main event.
Yeah.
I'm going with this one for me. Match of the night. Dude, Darby's taped up, bro. He's still messed up from the Sting stuff and the glass.
True.
And such. Scorpion death drop on Jay White, man. He goes for a coffin drop. Darby, please stop doing this foolishness, bro.
Right.
You're gonna hurt yourself, bro.
Come on, bro.
He falls to the ground. They do the long 8, 9. Darby comes in. Blade Runner. Done. Jay White looked like a freaking monster tonight, though.
Yeah, he did.
For all those people who've been complaining for weeks, like, oh, I'm tired of Jay White doing this, they told a heck of a story here where, nah, Jay White's always been that dude. And when it was turned on tonight. Yes. After the match, him and the rest of BCG, Bullet Club Gold, are about to get a baseball bat and obliterate Darby's ankle. And then here come the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass to stop him, and they're yelling at him. The Acclaimed are helping Darby go up the ramp, and Billy's yelling at him, and then chair shot to Billy Gunn's face, or I don't know if it was his face or his back,
yeah. Yeah.
But they take him out, and then all of a sudden the Acclaimed go in, the Guns put a beating on them, And then they were like, "Nah, get Darby. Bring him back in here. We're not done with him. Grab him. Obliterate his ankle with the baseball bat."
Yep.
Bullet Club Gold is back. I thought it was good. I think we're about to get that trios match and unite these daggone belts.
Yeah.
We don't need two trios belts. I promise you.
We don't. It's way too many trios right now. And
of course, Derek's against it.
Yes. Way too many trios. We don't need all the extra belts for them. Sorry.
Matt Lopez also said the Righteous for another tag team.
Let's give them a push. Seriously. I definitely think
they're on ROH often. Dalton Castle's been doing some pretty good stuff on ROH too, with him like losing his mind, lost the boys to Johnny TV.
Not the boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Dalton Castle's fired, bro.
Dalton Castle's great. He is great.
Dalton Castle is
fired. One of the best entrance themes too, and entrances in probably all of wrestling. Like, bro, love it.
One of the best charismas you'll ever see.
Right? Look at Deanna said Dalton lost his boys. Made me sad. Made me sad watching that. Yeah, man, that post-match beatdown was just great. Jay White's back. That's all I can say about that. Yes. I'm not going to say too much about this match because this was my least favorite match of the night. It was Lionheart Chris Jericho and Hook versus Gates of Agony. They wrestled this one. I'm tired of Khan taking pinfalls in matches. Can y'all get on board with me with this, man? I'm about to start yelling on Twitter about this. Like, why does he always have to get pinned? What's up with this, bro? But he looks like a million bucks. I thought he did great in this. Jericho hooks on the walls of Jericho. And Red Rum by Hook. Khan, of course, is the one to lose. And they do that. Backstage, Jericho says he wants a match next week with Hook.
Wow.
Huh? Okay, I guess. He said, "I need you to prove yourself." Lionheart Chris Jericho versus Hook. Some of the fans, Jericho was still getting kind of booed tonight for unresolved issues. Yeah. It's what it's going to be, man. I don't really have a lot to say about it.
No.
They'll have a match next week. We'll see. Let's see how it turns out for Hook and them. I just feel like Hook was doing fine without this, yes. And he didn't need this.
Now I think it's to the point where Jericho is just leeching. Trying to stay relevant.
Yeah. Listen, they got to resolve the stuff that was the issue before.
Yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly's interview by Renee Paquette backstage gets interrupted by Roderick Strong and the Kingdom, who say they respect Kyle for wanting to do this on his own.
Let me get that cheese and pep.
Yo, chill, Derek. Kyle O'Reilly will face Brian Keith on Collision. We get a Willow promo. What do you know? Video packages, promos.
Nice.
Next week for Dynamite. So we got Okada Kingston for the Continental Championship. Jericho versus Hook. Mercedes Moné will be there. She's going to speak. And Christian Cage versus Adam Copeland. I quit match in Toronto. Let's go. Someone said Jericho the Leech. Delay no more. What's good, man? Welcome. Let's see here. Kyle versus Brian Keefe should be fire. That should be a good match. I'm watching Collision and Rampage this week. Main event time, Derek. Let's talk about it. Let's get to the main event here. Willow with Stokely and Chris Statlander in her corner versus Riho. Riho deserves so much more credit than she gets.
She does.
Riho was fire in this. Riho put on a good match. It was power versus speed, basically. Mm-hmm. Dog, Riho hit a Northern Lights on Willow. I thought Willow wasn't going to get over all the way. Willow came up and she got hit with the pounce. Riho went flying, bro. Yo, Willow is great at the pounce. They had a good back and forth match, and eventually Willow caught her just like she said she would. Gut wrench power bomb, folded her like an accordion, bro. It was game over. 1-2-3. That was a big win for Willow Nightingale.
That is that. It's about time that Willow got back on track to where she was. Should be going. Willow had a nice little push in the beginning somewhere back then, but kind of died off a little bit. But I'm glad she's going back to that push again.
Back and forth.
Back to life.
Back to reality. Yes, the Pounce gives Monty Brown pose. Yes, the main event was so good. I'm glad that people got to enjoy like the women's wrestling on this.
Right.
You respect it, you'll get more of it. So that's all I'm telling people. When you cheer it, if you like it, they'll give you more of it, I'm pretty sure. This was great. Afterwards, Sky Blue and Julia Hart come out to jump Willow. Where did Statlander and Stokely go? Does anybody know?
I don't know. Maybe
rats. That's what I say. Rats. They scattered. Those lights went out and they dipped.
Willard?
Mercedes. Huh?
Willard?
Chill, bro. You know I'm scared of that movie.
Big Ben.
That was Michael Jackson's story.
Oh, yeah.
The Mercedes Moné. She comes out. She makes the save. Different attire. All that came out. Yo, she pops Sky Blue on that first hit. She was feeling it. Bow. Yeah. They went down. It looks like we're getting a tag match, but what's the matchup here? Is it going to be a four-way with these teams? Like, I don't know what they're going to do here.
That's a good question.
I see Mercedes as a TBS champion first, though.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're going to go that route first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think she's going to go that route because I got to work my way up.
I agree with what BJ's saying. Stokely convincing Statlander to bail on Willow? Yes.
Yes.
I think so for big business.
Because wasn't Willow the one trying to keep Stokely away from Statlander?
She said, do not interfere in this match this week. So, maybe. But, we're at the end here. Derek, what did you think of Big Business? Chat, what did you guys think of Big Business? Final score, Derek, for tonight's show or thoughts?
Big Business, I'm going to give it a B+.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought tonight's show was... So you didn't think it was as good as last week's?
No.
Last week's edges it out?
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought this show was good. Is it... it's probably one of their better, like, big debut episodes, but overall, I have no complaints about this show.
No.
I really don't. If you asked me what I would give this last week, I said, I think a 9. This week, I'll give this an 8.5.
I think this is the same kind of scenario that we had last time. The tag match with Jericho and...
Only thing that could have brought it down, really.
Yeah.
But once again, do you expect a 2-hour show to be perfect? No, I don't.
No. Have we seen one in a while? On either company?
No. I think last week was the closest to a perfect show in a minute.
Yeah.
At least not pay-per-view-wise. Pay-per-views, I think we've seen some really good ones on both sides.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Including Impact, too, or TNA, pardon me. Matt Lopez said, love it. Big Business, 8.5 out of 10. EPW, 10 out of 10. People look like they agree. Pro Wrestling Shoot said, I still need to watch it. I caught Mercedes' debut and then started playing 2K24. It's all good, brother. I respect it.
Hey, listen, this Friday, MLB The Show 24.
Here you go. Well, you know where to find Derek. You know where he'll be.
Hitting yaks.
Guys, in the chat, I'm putting up our Discord right now. If you guys are interested or you can't ever find the link, send me a message and I'll invite you guys to the Discord. We had a couple more people join recently. Love to have you in there. Also, follow us on all our socials at EPW Show, including YouTube, Twitter, everything pro wrestling on all of your – you can type that in our EPW Show and we'll pop up. Make sure you guys are showing us some love on the audio versions. Love it when you guys do that. We're ranked, I forgot, I think we're like 31 out of top 100 podcasts on one of the platforms. I can't remember, but we're doing good numbers on there. So keep them coming. Thank you guys for listening. And I appreciate the audio listeners as well. Ace says 8.5 out of 10 for AEW Big Business. Appreciate that. I respect it. It looks like everyone's in agreement with us, like 8.5-ish, yeah. Like B+. 2K24 is fun AF, and yeah, MLB, I'm excited to play Derek Jeter mode.
Fun fact. Stats do lie.
What do you mean? Are we talking bad about Derek Jeter, bro? Let's get you up on out of here.
Hold on, bro. If you look at his stats, he's not as good as they are about to be.
Listen, bro. Bro, you know what one of my raps said one time. All right, you gotta chill out with all that. All right,
I'm just saying, bro. Stats do lie.
You put respect in, you see the Derek Jeter number pop up. You better stop it right now.
I'm just saying, bro.
Terrell says he's giving the show an A+ tonight. Big Mercedes fan. Let's go. Stop hating, bro.
I'm just saying, bro. If you look at his career stats, just take a look. When you got free time, just take a look.
Oh, I'm about to have some free time in a second here.
Just take a look, bro. I'm telling you.
There is no Derek Jeter slander on this channel. Tell him, Matt. Tell him.
I'm just telling you, bro. You look at them stats.
Listen to the GOAT of MLB, Ken Griffey Jr. Come on now.
Saying, bro.
Ken Griffey Jr. is the GOAT.
I don't know about that. At that time, yes.
He was really good, but the GOAT? I mean, that's hard for baseball.
I mean, if we talking like GOAT status?
Mike going 7.5. That's tough.
That's debatable.
So I don't know about 7. I think that's a little low for tonight. I thought they did a heck of a job again. Oh, yeah. Like I said, 2 weeks in a row, I don't want to hear nothing about no daggone video packages. If someone says that, you better get up in that ass like a wedgie, to quote Biggie. That's all I'm saying. I'm done. I don't want to hear it. John G says 9 out of 10.
Platinum.
Okay. Listen, I feel like we're being balanced here with the 8.5.
Yeah.
All right. We're in the middle. But I respect what you guys are saying. Barry Bonds.
No.
You can't be going from a size 7 1/4 to an 8 for your helmet.
Nah.
Go look at that rookie card, then go look at the end. Bo Jackson.
Okay.
Bo Jackson probably maybe one of the top all around athletes for all sports.
All around, yeah. Bo Jackson, greatest all around athlete.
You think Jordan was good enough to play, or do you think he only got to play because he was a bull?
Respectfully, bro,
I think Jordan was a solid player.
Jordan was better than what people made him out to be. You got to remember, this is a dude who grew up playing basketball his whole entire life, retires from that, and goes to try another sport that he hadn't played since fucking high school, I think. And he put up decent numbers. Yes, it's not what we're used to, but for someone who's not playing his sport consistently enough, those are good numbers.
This is Inside Baseball Talk with Derek tonight.
I'm just saying.
Pro Wrestling Shoot said, I'm a lifetime Seattle fan. Yeah, you're out there, though. West Coast, I feel you. Got Jeter. I am a NY Yankees fan. Me too, Mike. Me too. We haven't had a chip in years. I'll let this man tell you. You don't need another one for another 50. Matt Lopez says, yo, Statlander got jump in the back. AEW tweeted it. I'm going to have to see this. I'm going to have to look at this footage. If I see Stokely, I don't trust it. Mike Piazza and Ken Griffey Jr.
Hell no.
Mike Piazza doing them Head and Shoulders commercials. That's all I remember.
Hell no.
Flakes during the game.
greatest catcher?
Mike Piazza was good, though. I'm not saying he was gar-gar.
He was garbage.
Yeah, this man is mean, bro. I'm out on this. Nobody talks bad about the captain. Tell him, Mike.
I'm telling you, bro. Look at the stats.
Derek hating, bro.
I'm telling you.
Y'all better message Derek. DS_Elite1. Find him on Twitter. Y'all can yell at him.
Look at the stats.
Derek got the worst Twitter handle, too, because he don't pop up until you actually tweet it. Then you got to make sure it was him that you were talking to. All right?
Listen, I tried to make it easy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Listen, we're about to end this. We're going to keep this under an hour tonight for you guys. Good review. We'll be back next week for another Dynamite review. Be here. We're going to talk that Toronto show, the I Quit match. I don't have any complaints, man. Check out Pro Wrestling Shoot. It's really good. Someone said Bernie Williams. Bernie Mac.
Hell no.
Mr. 3000. Pro Wrestling Shoot, I'll say this. Dynamite looks great. Says so much better. Reminds me of the old AEW. Derek is a secret Red Sox fan. No, he's not.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Definitely not. Derek's a Blue Jays fan.
Yes.
But listen, for myself and the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. Catch us next week for another Dynamite review.